Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios getting you the Hometown Take. We had to get turned up this morning. Appreciate my girl Noelle White holding it down behind the glass as always. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. I'm a local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, all my early morning, late night mailmen, mailwomen, all my postal workers out there, making sure the people are getting their packages and mail in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to them all. I got a new one to add to the list, by the way. I got to go to it to make sure I get it right. Shout out to Bill Brasky. He said, can you add unpaid air traffic controllers to your morning shout out list? Lots of listeners at Atlanta Center in Hampton. So first and foremost, shout out to all my people listening right now at the Atlanta Center in Hampton. And shout out to all my unpaid air traffic controllers out there. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought all my air traffic controllers was getting paid out there. I didn't know there was some unpaid jokers. Hey, shout out to y'all. Y'all doing the Lord's work. So appreciate you for sure tuning in. But shout out to everybody, man. And we got a lot to get into this morning. Gonna let you hear from Raheem Morris. He spoke to the media, spoke to Dukes and Bell yesterday as well. We'll let you hear a little bit from what he had to say to the media here in just a bit. But we got a lot to get into. Braves made some coaching staff moves. We got the New York Mets fans angry, which I love. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. So plenty to get into here on this Thursday morning, downhill to the weekend. It's all downhill from here after we got over the hump yesterday. But let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, shall we? Because a few things to get into Falcons news-wise and a few things to update you on. And again, we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris. First and foremost, I'll give you the injury report from yesterday's practice. Full participants include cornerback Billy Bowman, which is good. Ready to get him back, just like Jalen Walker came back and made an impact. I feel like once Billy Bowman gets back, he'll be back making an impact as well at that nickel position. Casey Washington, who's been dealing with a back injury, he was a full participant. That's good. Definitely can use another receiver, another target for Michael Penix Jr., another weapon. And Zach Harrison, who we are not desperately. That's a little too far. But we definitely could use Zach Harrison back as another force on that defensive line. He was a full participant as well. He's been dealing with a knee injury, so really hope to have Zach Harrison back this week. Limited participants were Mike Hughes. He's dealing with the neck. J.D. Bertrand, he's dealing with the knee. Lakell London, he's dealing with the shoulder. Falcons that did not participate in practice yesterday, Leonard Floyd, Chris Lindstrom, Matthew Bergeron, Storm Norton. It's looking like, and we're going to get to Storm Norton in a second because Raheem did speak on Storm Norton. It's looking like as far as Matthew Bergeron, he's going to be week to week with an ankle injury. So he's probably going to be out this week, and they'll reevaluate him next week and see if he can go. That's definitely a big loss. And we talked about it. We talked about them signing Andrew Stuber. If signing him meant he was going to be the backup guard because he played both tackle and guard during training camp, and it's looking like he's going to be more so the backup guard behind Kyle Hinton. Maybe it's Jovan Gwynn too, and you're using Andrew Stuber as a swing tackle or, you know, guy who can play guard in there and just kind of a swing offensive lineman. Maybe that's the case as well, but still, either way it goes, it looks like you're going to be missing Matthew Bergeron this week when you head out to Berlin and take on the Colts. So that is a huge, huge loss because we talk about how Drake London has got that dog in him. He's got that fight in him, getting his teammates fired up and playing with that energy and that spark. Matthew Bergeron does that as well. And you may not notice it a lot or see it a lot because you're not necessarily, when you're watching the game, you're not necessarily always keeping your eyes on the offensive line the entire time and throughout the play. But go watch Matthew Bergeron and just look at Matthew Bergeron. He plays with a spark. He plays with a fight. He plays with an energy and intensity. Matthew Bergeron got all that dog in him, that capital D-A-W-G dog in him. You know what I'm saying? So hate to lose Matthew Bergeron for this week. And again, not officially, he hasn't been officially ruled out, but when you say a guy's week to week, there's a good chance that when you talk about the upcoming week and the upcoming Sunday, he probably ain't going to play because otherwise you would rule him out. You would rule him day to day, not week to week. So again, it's all signs point to Matthew Bergeron not playing this week, which is definitely a loss for the Falcons. And as far as Kyle Hinton goes, got to step up. He did an all right job. Jovan Gwynn, who had to come in as well, was okay, but definitely trust Kyle Hinton a little bit more when it comes to that. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But again, non-participants yesterday were Leonard Floyd. He's dealing with a hamstring. He's probably going to miss at least a week as well, if I had to guess. He looked pretty shaken up and pretty beat up on that hamstring injury. They had a shot of him on the sideline. He just had a towel over his head, and he looked real disappointed about the injury. So if I had to guess, unfortunately, I think we're going to be without Leonard Floyd. But if you want to have a silver lining to that, Jalen Walker gets that many more reps. James Pierce Jr. gets reps to grow into the game as well, continue to develop. Arnold Ebiketie obviously will get more reps too. So it'll be more reps for other guys to kind of get into a groove and get into a rhythm of that game. So we'll see if that ends up happening or not. And Chris Lindstrom did not participate. We'll see if there's a chance he might not end up going as well. And you might have to have both Kyle Hinton and Jovan Gwynn out there like he did towards the end of the Patriots game last week. So dealing with some offensive line injuries for sure. And speaking of offensive line injuries, Storm Norton, he apparently suffered a setback to his injury. And if anything, word on the street is he's at least the best case scenario is probably goes back on IR. Meaning he's basically going to be out for the season. If he goes back on IR and he can come back, there'll be three games left. Now, the worst case scenario, and unfortunately the more likely scenario, is that Storm Norton is probably going to be out the rest of the year. And that's honestly why you brought in Andrew Stuber as well, too. Because looks like Storm Norton probably not going to be available to you for most of the year, maybe the rest of the year. So that's tough. I mean, you're essentially losing both your right tackles. I know Storm Norton was technically your swing tackle, but you lose your right tackle and you lose your best backup tackle in Caleb McGarry and Storm Norton. That's tough. It's tough to overcome, but the Falcons look like they're going to have to overcome it, and hopefully Andrew Stuber can be that answer. But we talked about, you know, how much continuity this Falcons offensive line had. You could be talking about a offensive line that has, you know, two different players on it to start the game on Sunday. And you just hope that this Falcons offensive line doesn't suffer any more injuries because, man, they've been through the gauntlet already this year. So that is tough as well. But, yes, Storm Norton suffered an injury setback. Raheem Morris revealed that to the media yesterday as well. And, again, looking like best case scenario, he'll be able to come back at some point this year, might go back on IR and be able to return with three games left. Worst case scenario, he's done for the rest of the year, and I think that's more likely than anything. And that's why, again, you brought in Andrew Stuber and you signed him to the active roster. So, again, unfortunate injury news for the Falcons as far as the offensive line goes, but just something you got to deal with, and guys got to step up. Next man up mentality. It really is that for sure. So we'll see what happens on that front. We also got some other news that was bittersweet. The Falcons made the Zane Gonzalez signing official. So he will be the kicker in Berlin, and you just hope that he can be consistent. Just give me some consistency. Can just consistently make an extra point at this point. I at least don't want to feel nervous when you're going out there kicking an extra point. At least make me feel good about the extra points, Zane. At least make me feel good about the extra points. And like 30 to 40-yard field goals. 50, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of a nerve factor with anybody unless you got like Brandon Aubrey or something. Or Cam Little, who's out here kicking 68-yarders. But make the extra points. Make the routine field goals. And we'll be all right. And we'll be all right. So just do that for us, Zane. Please just do that for us, Zane. He's coming over from the Commanders like we talked a little bit about yesterday, and you just hope that, again, he can bring some consistency and bring some stability to this kicking situation here in the ATL. However, the corresponding move to signing Zane Gonzalez was that the Falcons had to release defensive lineman Taquan Graham. Which is unfortunate because Taquan Graham, to me, was really starting to come into his own. He was starting to become a really good player for this team. And with the improvements that you made on the defensive line, emergence of Brandon Dorlus, emergence of Ruka Rororo, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Zach Harrison, who is hurt right now, but still, he's about to come back, hopefully, fingers crossed. With the emergence of some other defensive linemen, he just kind of started to fall back behind the depth chart a little too much, and you see this is a result of it when you have to, you know, free up a roster spot for a kicker. Taquan Graham, unfortunately, ends up getting released. So that was a little bit of bittersweet news because Taquan Graham, again, really had started to – he had played well, and he was doing some good things, dealt with some injuries, didn't always get, you know, a whole lot of reps, but it felt like he most of the time did a good job of making the most of his reps. But unfortunately, he has been released in a corresponding move of, again, signing kicker Zane Gonzalez. So that is the latest and greatest when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. And look, we really just need a win. I don't care how it comes. I don't care really what it looks like. Just go win in Germany. Just go win in Deutschland. Just go win in Berlin. Please, we need a W because falling to what, 3-6? That ain't it. That ain't it. And then you talk about falling to 3-6, and I know it's still early, but, you know, it's only early until it's late. So you got to start thinking about these things. You go 3-6, you talking about having to, like, win out at that point because I'm not sure 10-7 in how the NFC is looking this year. I'm not sure 10-7 gets you in the postseason. Maybe it does. And even at 11-6, you might be fighting for a wild card, maybe the division. So Falcons don't have a lot more room for error is what I'm telling you right now. So they definitely got to go get a win desperately. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris talking to the media yesterday. Also got some Braves news. New pitching coach, new first base coach with the new manager. And we made one of our rivals very upset when we did this. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, you want to make sure you search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the station, follow it, subscribe to it, and do the same thing. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows on the station as well. My show, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, The Steakhouse, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them, then you'll really be in the game because then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, live push notifications about when they're having guests on live. You'll get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. I also need to tell you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. Speaking of college football game time, this Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with College Football Game Time. This is brought to you by Window Nation. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where the fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., we have BYU facing Texas Tech. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So make sure you tune in for that. All right, before we get to Raheem Morris, we are going to let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris speaking to the media yesterday. We do have some Braves news. Coaching staff hires have been made, a couple of big ones, as the Atlanta Braves announced yesterday that former New York Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner will be their new pitching coach, and former Mets first base coach Anton Richardson will be the Braves' new first base coach. Braves are also, in other news, reportedly exercising Chris Sale's $18 million option for the 2026 season. That's no real surprise. That's, to me, more of a formality type thing because we knew they were going to keep Chris Sale at least for one more year because he's been balling. And as long as he stay healthy, I have no reason to believe he ain't going to keep balling for the next season. So Chris Sale going to remain an Atlanta Brave. They're going to exercise his $18 million option for this upcoming 2026 season. But the big news is they're bringing in two New York Mets coaches. I guess Jeremy Hefner and Anton Richardson said, hey, you can't beat them, join them. So they'll be coming in, and Mets fans seem pretty upset. If you go to all the social media reactions to this. A lot of Mets fans were hurt. A lot of Mets fans weren't feeling good about this. Sounds like we took some valuable coaches away from them. I guess it was kind of like us when it's a little bit different because we didn't just they didn't leave with a managerial hiring like Eric Young and who was a it was just Eric Young that left with Ron Washington. It wasn't like when Eric Young left with Ron Washington when Ron went to go be the manager for the Angels. It wasn't like that because, you know, they left because, you know, he wanted to bring Eric Young with him. The Mets manager ain't leaving, last time I checked. But the pitching coach and the first base coach are. So that is good. And it's not like they got promoted. It was lateral moves. But, you know, technically, you know, you come into a better team. So it is what it is. But it was just funny to see Mets fans upset because obviously we took some valued coaches away from them. So I'm here for it. So welcome, Jeremy Hefner. Welcome, Anton Richardson. And hope to go on a long, deep playoff run and win a World Series with y'all being the new pitching coach and first base coach. Do want to say thank you to Cranny, Rick Kranitz. Obviously, he is not returning as the Braves pitching coach. And look, I'll say this. The Braves did an excellent job developing pitchers. I mean, talk about the pitchers that you have now that came from your system. And, I mean, look at Max Fried. You developed him as well, too. Max Fried, Spencer Schwellenbach, when you talk about guys that are on the roster now. Spencer Strider, obviously. You got plenty of guys that you developed and have turned into really solid pitchers. And guys that are still coming on. When you talk about A.J. Smith-Shawver, he was looking like he was going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate before he got hurt. So these Braves, and you got to give some credit to Rick Kranitz for this as well, too, have done a really good job at developing pitchers. And you hope Jeremy Hefner can do the same, and I have every reason to believe that he will. So congratulations again to Jeremy Hefner, Anton Richardson. Welcome to the A, and thank you, Rick Kranitz, for everything you've done here for Braves country. All right, let's switch gears back to the Atlanta Falcons. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, by the way, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you hanging out with me 5:28 here on a Thursday morning. Let's get into what Raheem Morris had to say yesterday. We'll get to what some of the things he had to say about the Colts, but first and foremost, let's get to some of the things that he addressed as far as our team goes. Let's start with the kicker, and then we'll fully close the page on the kicker until it's time to talk about Zane Gonzalez hitting a game winner or something. That's the only next time I want to talk about a kicker is giving him kudos for hitting a game winner. So hopefully this is the last time we have to talk about a kicker when it's not because of that, and it's because he's being brought in because our last kicker couldn't get the job done. But Raheem Morris talking about Zane Gonzalez to the media yesterday, and here is what Raheem had to say.
You know, Zane and those guys, they competed the first time when this first happened. I forget, like week two, when they went out there to compete, it was a very tight battle. You know, Zane was the elder statesman and Parker was the younger statesman. We went with the younger statesman. Gave him a great opportunity, and Parker gave us a bunch of really good kicks. We missed a kick the other day, and we can't miss those kicks. And we just got to find a way to be more consistent and get some operational peace. So we just chose to go with Zane and give him an opportunity to see if he can come in and give us a little more operational peace when it comes to, you know, kicking and all the things that goes into that.
I like that phrase, operational peace. I'm going to start using that. I'm going to start using that for other things, too. I need operational peace right now. But you definitely want that when you talk about the kicking game. You definitely want some operational peace. You don't want to be stressed when it comes to the kicking operation in the kicking game. That's the last thing you want to be stressed about, because trust me, in an NFL game, in football game period, there are a lot more other things to stress about rather than the kicking game. You want that to be more so automatic than anything. You definitely want to have, as Raheem Morris calls it, operational peace. Okay, moving on. We also told you about this in the opening segment. Want to let you hear Raheem Morris's take on it exactly, and that is Storm Norton. He suffered an injury setback, and here's what the head man had to say about it yesterday.
Yeah, we'll kind of fill you in more there as we get more information. You know, obviously gathering and talking to our medical people, so we'll get a feel. But it wasn't great news. It's something that I don't want to speak in all the full medical terms. So I talked to our guys about it and what we're going to do. But so we'll have to figure that out.
Did that contribute to wanting to bring Stuber in a tackle?
For sure. You know, Stuber does a bunch of different things for us as well. Stuber was able to play a little guard, do a little swing tackle for us, do a bunch of different things for us. So like that versatility that Storm provided us, you know, we know we can get some of that stuff from Stuber, right, obviously.
So there you have it. Storm Norton, Reem, you already here said didn't look good. Going to give us more information, but right now it doesn't look good, and that is why they brought Andrew Stuber in, to fill the void of that versatility that Storm Norton brought, and we'll see, hopefully, Andrew Stuber bring that to the Falcons. All right, I do want to start to move a little quicker here and get into the Colts matchup a little bit, and part of beating the Colts is going to be you got to stop what is a very dynamic and very multiple offense. When you talk about Daniel Jones, look, this is, I think, one of the best passing attacks, maybe the best passing attack in the NFL as far as yardage goes. They're scoring a bunch of points, and Daniel Jones is balling. He's back to being Danny Dimes. He's got the nickname Indiana Jones out there in Indy, and it's for good reason because he's been playing really, really well. He's been playing at a really, really high level, and he's the reason they're going all in with Sauce Gardner. They feel like they found their QB. They got their running back in Jonathan Taylor. We'll talk about him as well because he's a dog. Remember watching him at Wisconsin, and he's done nothing but play well here with the Colts. And this has got to be an offense you got to find a way to try and stop through the air and on the ground. And I think it does start with on the ground first, and it starts with stopping the run game first because at their core, they are a running football team. Just like we can throw it around with Michael Penix and get it to Drake London and have those big games like that, they can do the same thing. They can throw it to Alec Pierce and guys like that, Tyler Warren. They can get it to go, those guys, and they can air it out, obviously. But they start with running the football, and their offense is predicated around running the football. And what does that mean? Your defensive linemen and your linebackers are going to be important. And we know J.D. Bertrand has been struggling as of late. Well, guess what? Raheem Morris said yesterday that Ronnie Harris going to get a little bit more play time.
Ronnie's playing really well for us. You know, it was the steady process that we talked about last week. I think the first week we went out there and we lost Devine, we talked about playing Ronnie. We talked about playing, you know, obviously I saw a little bit of Dime, had Jordan Fuller out there. And then, you know, obviously, you know, 4-0 went out there and we played some really good ball with JD. But Ronnie has really earned more reps and more role, and it's got to have been increased since he's been here. And a lot of credit to Ronnie, you know, a man that's come here with us from training camp and really increased his role from a practice squad player to a special teams player to now, you know, being out there with that first team defense in some situations. And, you know, the way he's playing is going to do nothing else but increase.
Again, J.D. Bertrand is not a bad player. Let's get that straight. I don't think he's a bad player. He just doesn't necessarily fit what Jeff Oberg needs him to do in this defense. Ronnie Harrison fits more of what Jeff Oberg needs him to do as far as the speed, the coverage, being able to shed blocks quickly, have those instincts. Ronnie Harrison has more of that, and that's why he's performing better. He's just a better scheme fit in this Jeff Oberg defense than, unfortunately, J.D. Bertrand is. And he's going to be big. We're definitely going to need another good game, another good performance from Ronnie Harrison to stop this guy that Raheem Morris is talking about next, Jonathan Taylor. Again, remember watching him at Wisconsin, my cousin who played football for Wisconsin, he actually was there while Jonathan Taylor was there, and he was a guy at the peak of his Wisconsin career, and again, he's done nothing but ball out in the NFL as well, too. Real quick, before we go to break, here's Raheem Morris talking about JT.
He is a monster. Jonathan's been like that since he's come out. He's I hate to say deceptively fast. You just say that just because he's big. But he is extremely fast. You know, he gets to the edge. He can make it happen. He's got all the gas. You got to tackle him in population. You got to bring a lot of people to tackle this man. And he's one of the better running backs in our football game, if not one of the best, arguably. He's a big challenge, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
There you go. And, oof, look, I'll be lying to you if I said I wasn't nervous. I'll be lying to you if I said I wasn't scared. But I am scared that Jonathan Taylor is going to run roughshod all over us because their offensive line is good. Quentin Nelson is back playing at a Pro Bowl, All-Pro level. They got an offensive line that ain't afraid to get nasty. That ain't afraid to get down and dirty. And you've seen what their offense has been doing all season long. They've been playing really well, scoring a lot of points. And they've done it through the ground, through the air, both. So it just makes me really nervous. And You know, our run defense is that's the one thing about our defense that needs quite a bit of improvement is the run defense, especially right up the middle. On the perimeter, we've been pretty good. But for teams that want to run it right up the middle like the Indianapolis Colts, we've struggled. And I'm really nervous about that when it comes to Sunday. But hopefully they can step up and get the job done, especially if you got Ronnie Harrison playing more at that middle linebacker spot with Caden Ellis. So we'll see how it ends up faring for them. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, got a couple of college football notes that I want to get to. And then we got Thursday night football tonight. Broncos, Raiders. Talk a little bit about that. And we got a little bit of news coming out of the NFC West when it comes to quarterbacks. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work or already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Like I said, follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Got a couple things I want to get into here before we get up on out of here. And first and foremost, I do want to let you know we got Thursday night football tonight. The Raiders traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos. You can hear that game, by the way, right here on 92.9 The Game. Coverage is going to be starting for us here at 7:30. So you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Should be a pretty fun game. Raiders obviously just traded Jacoby Myers, but Geno got Ashton Jeanty. It's a team that is very hit or miss, in my opinion. It's like they can have some real good games, but they can also have some clunkers as well. It really obviously depends on the play of Geno, who is also, he's been hit or miss this year, if we're being quite honest. And it'll just depend on what kind of Raiders team we get. I feel like defensively, you always have a pretty fair showing from the Raiders, but offensively, that's where it kind of gets a little murky as far as what you're going to get on a week-in, week-out basis. But I still like the Broncos in this one. Broncos just playing pretty darn good. Bo Nix, and look, I ain't the biggest fan of Sean Payton. I really can't even say I'm a fan of Sean Payton. But he does have Bo Nix playing well. J.K. Dobbins has had a really good season. I know because he's on one of my fantasy teams. He's on a couple of them, actually. Shout out to J.K. Dobbins. Keep balling, big boy. But Cortland Sutton has become a nice target, along with Evan Engram as well for Bo Nix. And Sean Payton is just so good at getting quarterbacks to play within themselves and play within the system and not try to do too much, but just do all the right things, take their shots when they need to. I got to give him credit. You got to call Sean Payton a bit of a quarterback whisperer. So I think the Broncos will continue their good season tonight, and I think they'll end up getting a win in this AFC West matchup, but hopefully we'll at least get an entertaining game to watch tonight. Also, I've gone too far without saying this. I got to bring this up, and then we'll get to the NFC West. Happy Stranger Things Day to all that celebrate. Noel, I'm going to ask you real quick. Are you a Stranger Things fan? Do you watch Stranger Things? You do. Okay, she gave me the good thumbs up there.
Yes, but please wrap this up. They got children and wedding rings, and I need to wrap this up.
Yeah, they have taken a while to get all them seasons out. But look, I'll put it this way. You can't rush quality. You can't rush quality. And you can tell they've been taking their time with these seasons. They don't rush them. And they put a lot into this last season. The finale, obviously, going to be in theaters after they said it wasn't going to be in theaters. But then they end up putting it in theaters. So I'm excited to go see that. New Year's Eve. So very excited to Stranger Things Day. And you're like, wait, are you saying the new season came out today? No. But today is Stranger Things Day because today was the day. What was it, 1982 or is it 83? I can't remember. I got to look it up. But anyways, on season one, episode one of Stranger Things, it's November 6th. I think it's either 1982 or 1983. I'll have to look. But that's the day, and again, it's season one, episode one. That's the day that Will Byers is taken by the Demogorgon. And so that's why it's deemed Stranger Things Day. And that's when all the Stranger Things started. The day Will Byers was taken, the vanishing of Will Byers. So happy Stranger Things Day. They are going to, and I'm excited to see this. So with Stranger Things Day, they are obviously going to give us a little bit more looks into the final season, season five, which comes out November 26th. And they are going to show us the first 5 minutes of episode one of season five. And I cannot wait. Yeah, so they're doing a Netflix Tudum event today, and you can see the first 5 minutes of episode one of season five. And when I tell you, I'm getting chills just talking about it. I cannot wait. There are already theories out there that I do believe that what that first 5 minutes is going to look like. I don't want to spoil it for you. I want you to let it be surprised, but the theory that I've heard is very solid, and I think that is what we're going to see in the first 5 minutes. So either way it goes. If that's true, I'm excited. And if it's not true and I'm caught by surprise, I'll be excited as well. But happy Stranger Things Day to everybody that celebrates. I just had to put that out there. All right, we'll get back into sports now. Out in the NFC West, Kyler Murray put on IR by the Arizona Cardinals. Jacoby Brissett, he is now going to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, at least for the next four games. And I first thought this was more of a, when Jonathan Gannon first said Tuesday that they're going to stick with Jacoby Myers because, again, it, you know, they're going to stick with Jacoby Myers this week. I thought it was more of a, and I'm saying Jacoby Myers, Jacoby Brissett. Wow. We were talking about the Raiders earlier, and Jacoby Myers obviously got traded from the Raiders to the Seahawks. Anywho, or not the Seahawks, but the he got traded to the Jaguars. Anywho, Jacoby Brissett, when Jonathan Gannon first announced that Jacoby Brissett was going to be the starting quarterback for the Cardinals for this upcoming week and their upcoming game, I thought it was going to be, and they're playing, I believe, the Seahawks. Yeah. I thought it was more of a performance thing, like, because he was saying, you know, the offense is going well, they're having good rhythm, all those sort of things. And it felt like, oh, sounds like they're going with the hot hand out there in Arizona. But turns out Kyler Murray is maybe a little bit more hurt than they expected to. And at the end of the day, I think it is a little bit of a mixture of both. They're like, we don't want Kyler Murray to get any more injured. We don't want his injury to get worse. Plus, Jacoby Brissett is playing well. So why not just put Kyler Murray on our shelf him a little bit, and we'll let Jacoby Brissett ball out a little bit more. So I think it's a mixture of they are trying to protect Kyler Murray and Jacoby Brissett has the hot hand. So I think it's a mixture of both when it comes to that. But still, you know, depending on how well Jacoby Brissett does, I don't want to start a quarterback controversy, but we'll see. So we got that going as well. There are a couple of college football notes I do want to get to and transition to. LSU is promoting Verge Osberry to athletic director. They're taking off his interim tag. He had been named the interim AD for LSU, but they're now taking that interim tag off, and he's now going to be the AD permanently moving forward. And I think he is in good with the governor out there in Louisiana, and I think that's a big reason why he's sticking and staying at that AD spot and getting the interim tag taken off. And we'll see how much of a say he has between, you know, picking the next head coach and all those good things. And the theories and the stories are out there as if, you know, if this AD is just a puppet to the governor, and if the Gunners and the governor's really running the show out there in LSU. I don't know. But if he is, I'm cool with it, because that probably ain't going to work out too well for LSU. And, you know, as a fellow Georgia fan, who cares? Bump him. So we'll see what ends up happening on that front. Also, some news coming out of college football. How about this? Auburn and Notre Dame, Auburn and Notre Dame, they're going to play in a home-and-home series. They agreed to a home-and-home series for the 27 and 28 seasons. So 2027, 2028, they're going to have home-and-home. The game in 2027 going to be in South Bend, so that one's going to be at Notre Dame. And then 2028, the game's going to be in Auburn. So should be fun. Those two teams, guess what? Never played in football before. We've never, in the history of college football, seen a Auburn-Notre Dame matchup. We'll get that for the first time ever in 2027, and we'll get it again in 2028. So, exciting stuff there as well. I will let you know as well, too. We'll obviously mention this more tomorrow, but the Hawks, back in action tomorrow. They take on the Toronto Raptors right here in the ATL. Pregame 7 p.m. right here on 92.9 The Game, your flagship station and home for the Atlanta Hawks. That's when pregame is going to start. Tip-off is set for 7:30. So there you have that. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in as always. One more time, make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. And we got the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack coming up next. Your boy will be chiming in a little bit as well. But they're coming up next, entertaining you for the next 3 hours and having some fun with you as always. Appreciate you tuning in again. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday, a Falcons Friday. Obviously, we'll give you a full preview between the Atlanta Falcons, Indianapolis Colts, keys to victory, matchups to watch, all those good things. We'll talk about that. Obviously, we'll take your calls for Grillin' Dylan, preview some big matchups in college football, and much, much more. Also, you already know I'm going to have my reaction to the Stranger Things first 5 minutes of episode one coming out as well. So stay tuned for that. Put your big boy pants on and big girl pants on if you're a Stranger Things fan, because we're going to talk about that tomorrow as well. All that and more coming up on a Friday, a Falcons Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it is the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Noel, I appreciate you. Till I talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple.
Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.